Tom Conaghan speaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to delay you too long because, as you can see, I'm not reading it out from the Bible. So I would just like to welcome you all here. And I think this work that everybody that's involved in it is doing great work. All you have to do is look around the floor here tonight in the hall, and you'll see so many people that are in business and so many people that are hoping to get into business and so anxious to do something for the county. And I think the only way that you're going to have anything done is to get together, not in little groups, but everybody together and get involved in it. And I would appeal as well to the council and the county councillors and anybody else that has their talent and hotels and businesses and all the rest, for everybody to pull, get out there and let the people of Ireland see that Donegal is not a forgotten county. In my opinion, you have a wealth of talent in Donegal. You have, it doesn't matter really where you go for it, let it be on the football field, let it be wherever you like to have it, the even council members, politicians and all the rest, and looking down there as well.
The launch of what is to be one of the biggest events that this town has ever undertaken. As chairperson of the local organising committee, I want to pay tribute to John Carr, Hugh Harkin and the Donegal Association for showing such initiative in bringing forward such a project like this. And we're absolutely delighted to face up to the challenge and the opportunity of hosting an event like this and working with the Donegal Association, Fáilte North West, and Donegal Tourism also in this venture. I'm here to outline what we're proposing, and I suppose I should tell you why we're proposing what we're proposing. There are many events taking place in Donegal Town, but two events we have picked on in particular. Our very, very successful summer festival last year, which we had Jedward in town, and it went so well. We've used the expertise of that committee in one section of what we're about to put together, and the two committees interlink. We have a lot of people who share both committees. And of course, our A Taste of Donegal Food Festival, which took place at the end of August, which is going from strength to strength every year. We've brought together a group of people who have expertise in various aspects of putting together an event like this. On the Diamond, we will have the erection of our stage, and we will have, hopefully, major international acts. Obviously, we can't say who at this point in time because contracts have not been signed, but we have quite a lot of international acts, both from County Donegal and from far and wide, coming to the town. If Jedward proved anything to the local committee, think big and it will work. But putting it together, we have to have the cooperation of all the businesses in Donegal Town to actually put an event like that onto the Diamond. And we have a food festival this year. We're not erecting the same size, but not far off it. We're erecting what we erected in 2010. It'll be a 60 metre by 18 metre marquee, which you can see the broad outline of the plans here if you want to have a look at it afterwards, of what we actually will undertake to put inside it. Inside this marquee, we will have accommodation providers, restaurants, food providers, leisure activities, cultures and crafts, festival events, everything that has anything to do with tourism in County Donegal. And we will put together an event that will hopefully draw people from all over the world, never mind from all over the island of Ireland, and all over the world to this event. And focusing on this area, where we'll have a neutral area for everybody in tourism in Donegal to put their stall out and say what we have and what we have and what we can do best in Donegal. As I said, we're showcasing, and that's what it's all about. I'd hope that there would have been a website on the screen for you to view. Hopefully we'll have it sorted before you leave tonight. But we've revamped the website just for this event. We call it a groovy website. We hope you appreciate it. Not everybody will like it, but we hope that it's a groovy, because we want this to be a groovy event. And we want young people and old people and everybody to get involved in it. I suppose I have to thank a few people for tonight's event.